We saw a lot of car accidents here in the listening area last week. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review. A Jefferson couple suffered minor injuries when they rear-ended a semi-tractor trailer. 95-year-old Francis Hannon Jr. and 91-year-old Barbara Hannon were both transported to St. Anthony Regional Hospital after failing to stop for a semi that was waiting to negotiate a left-hand turn off of Highway 30. The Hannon vehicle became wedged under the rear bumper of that trailer. A Fort Dodge man was killed after colliding head-on with a Manta Northwest Webster school bus on Tuesday. Fortunately, no children were on the bus at the time of the accident. The Iowa State Patrol reports that 58-year-old Anthony Gibbons was westbound on Highway 7 to the west of Fort Dodge when he crossed the center line. The bus driver, 65-year-old David Weinhold of Manson, was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital for treatment of his injuries. Dense fog is believed to be the cause of a fatal accident near Odebolt on Wednesday. Visibility was reportedly less than 200 feet when the accident occurred around 4:40 p.m. An initial investigation shows 58-year-old Rex Slight of Odebolt was traveling southbound in a 2005 Ford F-150 and failed to stop for a posted stop sign at the intersection with Highway 175. He was struck by a 2019 Dodge Ram 1500 driven by 42-year-old Grant Siebricht of Lakeview. Slight, who was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the accident, was ejected from the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. Siebricht did not require medical attention, but his passenger, Cody Allen of Lakeview, was transported to Loring Hospital in Sac City with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The Sac City Police Department assisted the Sac County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday afternoon when a single vehicle accident on Highway 20 northeast of Sac City coincided with the timing of a fatal accident near Odebolt. Jason Cole Strader of Fort Dodge had been driving a grain truck eastbound on Highway 20 in that eastbound lane when his wheel dropped off of the left shoulder. While adjusting to get back onto the roadway, the truck went into a skid, sliding across both eastbound lanes before entering the ditch and rolling just one time. Strader was transported to Loring Hospital in Sac City for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. There was an estimated $30,000 in damage done to the grain truck. And that's been your look at the Week in Review. I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones reporting. Be sure to check out our Carroll Broadcasting News Department online. You can find us at carrollbroadcasting.com or at 1380kcim.com or through our social media pages at 1380kcim, 93.7 KKRL, and Kick 106.7 on Facebook and through our Twitter pages also, 1380kcim and Kick 106.7. And again, that's been your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.